I'm sure you've heard the term riches in niches, or maybe you've even heard the expression, if you try to please everyone, you will please no one. And let me tell you guys, they're both so true. But how exactly do you know who to please? How do you know who is going to be most interested in your business or who your business benefits the most? Today, I'm going to talk about how you can define your target market. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Social Media Mompreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Marilena Lamp, and it is my goal to help you grow your revenue and increase your online presence with tangible and inexpensive online marketing tips. This is episode number 17, How to Define Your Target Market. I can't even tell you the number of times when I've asked someone, whether it's like a business colleague or even a client, who is your target market? And immediately, verbatim, they will respond, anyone who wants to buy from me. And my response to this is, on the outside, I have a very sweet smile, and on the inside, I am internally just cringing. And I'm guessing this probably defines you. Don't be embarrassed if that is your response to that question as well. Obviously, that's why you're here right now. I think people tend to shy away from this question simply because they know it is so important, so it can be kind of overwhelming. But it's also really difficult to do this. And by the way, you're not just one and done with this. This is something that might evolve over time with your business. So maybe you've done this in the past, and especially now in this current climate, it's time to pivot. It's time to reevaluate exactly who your target market is. What it means to define your target market is you're determining who will benefit the most from your business. Who is most likely to be interested in what you have to offer? So what defining your target market is not doing is turning people away if they don't fit into that box that you have just defined. We're really just looking at the people who are most likely to benefit from your business. Why do we do this? We do this because this helps us be much more efficient and effective with our marketing resources. You have limited time. You have limited money. You need to make sure that how you're spending it is really going to give you good results. This is going to determine the language that you're using, what content you're sharing, where you're promoting your business. Ultimately, you are going to be asking yourself, what problem am I solving? What pain points do my target market have? And how does my service or product address those? How can I benefit my target market? Before we actually get into how to define it, I want you to keep in mind the what. So when I'm going to ask you these questions about the how, first I want you to be thinking about what this target market is. So for example, I want you to think about the gender of your target market. I want you to think about the age. And what I mean by age, you got to get kind of specific here. So this drives me nuts. There is a marketing bracket of 18 to 40. I'm guessing that an 18-year-old pain points or needs is much different from a 25-year-old, which is much different from a 40-year-old. I know for myself, I was very different at 18 versus 25 versus 32. I'm not 40 yet, but I'm on my way there. So think about an age and get really specific on it. Then I want you to think about location. So what I mean by location is a couple things. So first of all, I'm guessing if you're a small business, you really cater to maybe a very specific geographic market. So I'm talking about Dallas versus Fort Worth. So that's a much smaller defined area. If you're online, it might be a little bit different. I also want you to think about, where does my target market live? Are they living in a big city, in an apartment? Are they living in small town suburbia with a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house with a white picket fence? Are they living in the wilderness? Are they living on the beach? So where exactly do they live? And then think about their income level. So this is important and also really relevant to the location because obviously cost of living differs. But the reason why this can come up is because this is going to determine their values and their behaviors. And by the way, there's nothing that's like wrong with pinpointing a certain income level. I know money is always really awkward for people to think about and talk about, but it does help you define some of the values and behaviors of your target market. And there's no right or wrong answer here. Think about their home life. So are they single? Do they live at home with their parents? Are they married? Are they divorced? Are they retirees, empty nesters? What is their home life like? And similarly, think about their employment. So are they going into an office? Do they work for themselves? What do they do for a living? Are they a stay-at-home mom? Are they retired? So those are the what questions I want you to think about. And then we're going to get a little psychological here, and we want to think about their behaviors and their values. So what are their priorities? Do they prioritize home life? Do they need more time? Where do they shop? And how do they shop? Are they really tech savvy, and do they shop online a lot? Or are they really big into going to discount stores? Do they like a good deal? Or are they going to high-end stores and they really want to have that high level of customer service that's personalized and someone is greeting them at the door? So where do they shop? What do they value? What are their interests? What do they do in their spare time? What are their hobbies? What's their lifestyle like? So I will say that this part is really the most difficult one to envision and to capture and to define, but it can really help you determine exactly who this target market is. Now, we know target market's a really big term. A lot of people like to call it like an avatar or even giving that person a very specific name. So maybe you need to name this person. Maybe you need to visualize this person that represents your target market. So that is the what when I'm saying who is your target market. Let's talk about how exactly we want to define your target market. So number one, look at your current customers. Who is currently buying from you? Who is currently interested in your products? Who is currently benefiting from your business? And maybe this is not just a very generic thing. Maybe you need to really pinpoint down the most recent 10 people who have bought something from you. What do they have in common? Are they all female? Are they all kind of in the same age range? Do they have a very similar family life? So going back to those what questions of gender, income level, where do they live? Go back to those questions when you're looking at the commonalities amongst your current customers. Another way to do this is to look at social media. And if you have a business account, I know for Instagram, for example, you can look at your insights and they give you so much data, like too much data. There's just so much to do with it. But you can look at who follows you, who is your audience, who's interested in what you have to say. So again, it'll tell you the gender and where they live. And sometimes it will even have like business listings. So look at that just to kind of give you a head start as to who your target market is. Another way to do this, and I really like this one, is to look at your competition because this is going to tell you a couple things. Number one, it's going to tell you probably you will have a very similar target audience. You can look at who they are serving to, and you can look at who is benefiting from their products because I'm guessing it's very similar to yours. The second thing it's going to tell you is what you do differently. So you know your business well enough that you can look at your competitors and you can say, I don't do this, or I do that better, or they don't do this, or you know, whatever. And it's going to tell you that you offer different solutions or you offer different benefits compared to what your competition does. So that right there is also going to give you a little bit of insight. Kind of going deeper onto that is to look at your product or service. So what solutions does it offer? How do people benefit from it? From there, make a list of who would need these or who has these problems. Who's going to benefit from maybe you're allowing people to have more time with their family? That means they probably have a family life, which more than likely means they probably live in a suburban area. So you can kind of work backwards that way as well. Don't be afraid to start your search of a target market online. Now, I know that sounds funny, but you got to start somewhere. So it's not a bad idea to look online. One thing, another way to do this, I remember doing this in my grad school program, and this is much more for like bigger companies that have very large advertising budgets, is to look at who is in the ads. So if you look at who is in the ads, that is more than likely representative of who they're trying to market to, because that's what's going to resonate with the people they're trying to market to. And I remember we looked at an example of a Cadillac. It was like a 2008 like red sports car Cadillac with this really attractive, probably like 40-something-year-old woman driving it. And it was really unique because you wouldn't think that that is Cadillac's target market, right? Historically, people who buy Cadillacs are kind of the older, well-off, affluent white male. So now they're really trying to change their market with this one specific car, and they did that by portraying the person who they want to buy that car in that ad. And that might seem very simple and very basic, but it's just another way that you can look at who is your target market. And if you're a competitor of whoever is advertising, that's another way to do this. Sometimes it's really difficult to see who our target market is because we are the target market, and it's difficult to think like, oh, well, everyone would want this because I want it. And obviously we know that's not true, but that can always be a challenge too. The benefit of that is if you believe that you are the target market of your business, or you are representative of who would want to buy your product or who would benefit the most from it, then you can start to think about like, well, you know, what's my lifestyle like, and what's my income level, and, you know, what do I like? Where do I shop? And so maybe that could be a benefit in terms of defining the lifestyle and the behaviors and the values of your target market. Another way to do this, and this is kind of a fun one, I've actually recently done this with a client, is just decide who it is. Maybe just don't do the research and say, actually, I want to cater to these specific people. And that's not a wrong way to do it, because once you know exactly who you're speaking to, now you're going to know what they want to see and what language to use and where you're going to promote just by deciding, this is what I want to do. This is who I believe is really going to benefit from this. Now, obviously, over time, this could change. And maybe over time, you realize, that didn't work as well. But you got to start somewhere. You got to really have a specific idea in mind when you first start out. So when I say market, I'm saying, where are you going to promote this, right? What are you going to say? What images are you going to use? What's going to resonate with your target market? Instead of throwing out some blanket spiel with some generic stock photo, that's not going to resonate with anyone. Yeah, people are going to see it, but it's not going to hit home. So that's why it's really important to determine your target market, what they value, what's going to resonate with them to make your marketing dollars much more efficient. Let's look at an example that we are all familiar with, is Starbucks. Yes, Starbucks has a target market. They are not just selling to everyone and anyone, and I hope people show up. Obviously, a lot of people do show up, and they will serve people who are outside their target market, but they really do have a defined target market, believe it or not. If you think about, look at the decor, look at even the people who are working there, look at the people who are sitting down and enjoying their drink or walking around with the Starbucks cup. For the most part, again, this is a very generic one, they are ages 25 to 40, living in an urban or even an upcoming suburban area. Here's a little quick real estate hint. Starbucks does a lot of research with their real estate. And so if you see that there's a new Starbucks coming into town, that's a very good sign that that area is up and coming and a very desirable area. Just a quick hint if you are looking to buy a home. I know that we use that when we were first searching. Look around and look at the decor. Any store is going to want their target market, whenever they walk in, to feel very welcomed and feel like they're invited and have that aesthetic really resonate with them. So if you look at their decor, it's pretty masculine. It's really like industrial, but it's also really modern and contemporary. So that's really who they're trying to cater to. They really cater to working professionals, people who are tech savvy. And one of the problems that this market has is they don't have a lot of time. So the fact that they are tech savvy and they don't have a lot of time, that's where this mobile ordering app really comes into play. They're helping people out, but they're not having to stand in line. They can still customize what they want without wasting time to do it. And keep in mind, they're still serving all other people who don't fall into that bucket that we just defined. So you don't have to turn away business. It's just looking at who is most interested in your services. Okay, let's talk about another example that might hit a little bit closer to home. Starbucks is such a multinational, international, you know what you call it, brand that that's great if you're at that level. But shoot, most of us, I think, are at a little bit smaller level here. And an example that I think is really going to hit home with a lot of you is a realtor. So many realtors that I've spoken with will say, I will sell to whoever wants to buy from me. And I get that. Especially in this market, you're definitely going to want to help whoever is asking for help. But really, you can define your target market much more specifically. For example, are you working with first-time home buyers, or are you helping retirees find their forever home after kids have left and they want a smaller house? Are you helping people build a house, or are you helping people flip a house? Or maybe people want to move into a move-in ready house. So what is your specialty? So let me give an example of one of my current clients, and this has been a really, really fun route for me to help her with. Is she was the one who has decided, well, I will sell to everyone, and these are the people who I've currently been working with. But what I really want to get into is I really want to focus on first-time home buyers who are moving from out of state who want to build a house. Now that's pretty specific, but that is so fantastic, and here's why. That gives me so much to work with. Now I know what language we're going to use, what we're going to promote, and also where we're going to promote. So first-time home buyers, generally speaking, are kind of in the millennial range. And where are millennials? Millennials are on social media. So we're going to be doing a lot of promotion through Instagram and through Facebook and maybe even through Pinterest. We want to market to people who want to build a house. There is so much information that people are not aware of when building a house that she can provide. So now she's providing a service to these people because they have all of these problems that they're unaware of when building a house that she can help them with. So that's the type of material we're going to talk about when we're looking at who would be interested in this. What are their pain points? Talking about from out of state, generally speaking, you don't really know where to move. Like you have a general idea of like, well, I really want to move to San Francisco, which is actually a pretty small town, but there's a lot of different neighborhoods within San Francisco. So now she's going to be the expert of those towns and helping people understand the differences between the towns. Maybe some are a little bit more relaxed and have more homes, whereas some are really more in the center of town and they have smaller places, but it's really convenient and there's a lot more walkability. So understanding that, again, it might be really second nature to you to explain these things, but to the people who are interested in your services and who you're catering to, you might really need to break it down into smaller steps and help them understand the differences between these different neighborhoods. So I know that was a lot of information thrown at you at once. If you haven't done so already, I really encourage you to get out a piece of paper and actually just write this stuff down. And again, this is not just a one and done exercise. It's something that you can reevaluate over time as your business evolves. So either you're looking at who your current customers are, what your competition is doing, you can Google it, you can simply just decide who you want your target market to be. And when you're doing so, you're defining what gender are they, what age are they? Where do they live? What are their values? What's their income level? Where do they shop? What problems do they have that you can help them solve? At the end of the day, your business solves a problem. By defining your target market, you are identifying these pain points and identifying how you can provide solutions. I hope this was helpful for you. If you have not done so already, please go ahead and follow me on social media. I am Social Media Mompreneur. And if you haven't done so yet, click that subscribe button. You will not miss another podcast in your future. Thank you so much. Until next time, happy target marketing.